on the phone right now is the proprietor, editor of Wreck'em 24/7. Landon Wright, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us and rolling out of bed this early. I know yesterday was an early day and a long day for you. We got 22 at Texas Tech. You know, just what's your overall impression? Are we going to be exponentially better off than we were before?
Did we clean house yesterday?
I think when you look at this class, you know, in terms of rankings, we rank it as the 41st best class in the country. But when you look at it in terms of the needs that were addressed, especially in the secondary and on the offensive and defensive line, or both, all three were big areas of need for Texas Tech, and I think they really came away in a big way. And out of all their signees, they had eight guys from the junior college ranks, counting the three that signed in December that are already on campus. And I know all eight of those guys are expected to contribute immediately. So I would say, yeah, the team, as far as, you know, how it translates in 2014, I would say, yeah, they did get better yesterday alone.
Hey, just curious, you're sitting there talking about the three that signed in December. I mean, obviously National Signing Day is Feb 5 this year. So were those guys that were transfers, or how do they sign in December?
There's a junior college signing period in December for guys that are midterm enrollees. Yeah, those three guys, I think most people that follow recruiting probably remember Devin Lauderdale from last year. He was a wide receiver out of Houston, Bel Air. Had offers from just about everybody, Alabama, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, to name a few. And then two other guys that brought in, the safety, Josh Keyes out of Mississippi Gulf Coast. He's a guy that offers from Auburn, Georgia, you know, lots of SEC programs. He's a guy that I think can start right away. And then, the other JUCO guy they brought in at midterm, got a little bit of a blank here. Come back to me in a second, but.
Ah, you're good. So we're talking about beefing up the secondary, obviously. You know, we were on a roll. We're 7-0, and then, you know, people start running the ball on us. And we had a difficult time stopping the run and being cohesive, you know, in the middle of the secondary. You know, you think it's really going to prove our effectiveness and you know, make us push us farther down the road?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they really brought in four defensive linemen from the JUCO ranks, and that was kind of the issue against the run. You know, not so a big area of concern, I guess, was just the lack of depth, and then there were a few key guys that got injured over the course of those five games. I think, I want to say all five games, Tech's opponents rushed for more than 200 yards against them, you know, sometimes even upwards of 300, but the big haul out of the defensive linemen is Rika Levi. He's a 6'2", 350-pound tackle out of College of San Mateo in California. And talking to Mike Smith yesterday, he was kind of just bragging on the guy a little bit and kind of talking about just what kind of physical specimen he is. But he said when he was on his visit to Tech, he got one of those, like, you know, 2 or 3-inch phone books with all the yellow pages and everything, and ripped it straight in half in one rip. And I thought it was real impressive to watch that, and you know,
wow.
I'm sure it was. But he's a guy that can plug the middle of the line right away. And then, you know, three more defensive linemen from the JUCO ranks all expected to contribute right away. You got two teammates from Highland Community College in Kansas, Brandon Thorpe and Marcus Smith. You know, both of them, you know, had some, you know, one or two probably DCS-level offers, and then a handful of other offers, but they're guys that this coaching staff's real high on. And then the other midterm guy that I was drawing a blank on a minute ago is Keelan Meckelrath at Cahoma Community College in Mississippi. He's a midterm guy, chose Tech over West Virginia and Kentucky. So between those four guys, I think they feel pretty good about repairing their defensive line. And, you know, who knows, I guess, as far as the ceiling on these guys, I know they're expecting Levi to start right away.
Okay.
What about Justin Stockton?
Justin Stockton's a big-time get at running back. He had more than 2,100 yards, 38 touchdowns in just his senior season. I know Tech took him away out of offers from Oklahoma, UCLA, you know, some big-time programs. He was the guy that running backs coach Mike Jinks coached in high school at Cibolo Steel. You watch some of his highlights. He played in a All San Antonio area all-star game, scored 5 touchdowns, three kick return touchdowns. I want to say all three of the kick returns were even in the first half, but he's just dominant in high school, you know, first team All-State player. So
he may be fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's lightning fast, just great vision, just has the potential to be real special in Texas Tech's offense down the road.
That's awesome. Okay, just addressing the – I mean, a lot of people have been watching the quarterback situation evolve. You know, of course, we go from, you know, having three, and then there was one because, you know, Baker Mayfield took off, and then Brewer takes off. So then we're left with Davis Webb. Where are we at on the depth of quarterbacking here at Texas Tech? I mean – We've got to be bringing more people in.
Yeah, I've seen you know, that a handful of different quarterbacks have walked on. Even one from the JUCO ranks out of Kilgore Community College or Kilgore Junior College, Tanner Tosh. I believe he's already on campus. And then, in addition to him, I've seen I think three other quarterbacks walking on, but the main guy at the quarterback position is obviously the guy that signed yesterday, Patrick Mahomes out of White House, Texas. Had a big time year, first team All-State, I think state MVP of Class 4A, but he was a guy that threw for 4,600 yards, 50 touchdowns, and I want to say just 9 interceptions. And as soon as, you know, Kingsbury got to Tech, Texas Tech already had a quarterback committed in this class, a four-star dual threat type guy out of Florida, DJ Gillens, and almost immediately Kingsbury's shift went entirely on to bringing Mahomes on board. Didn't really pay too much attention to Gillens, and I think he eventually got the hint that he wasn't their top priority. But Mahomes is a guy that's looking to come in and fill that number two spot up right away.
Yeah, he was. He chose Tech over Oklahoma State and Rice.
Yes, ma'am.
So, relatively speaking, though, is this guy, is he really going to give Davis Webb a run for his money? Because, I mean, you know, Davis Webb was a freshman, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's safe to say that Davis Webb locked down the spot pretty well, or I don't think the other two guys would have transferred away as they did. And, you know, maybe there's more to it, I don't know. But, you know, on the outside, it certainly looks like he won the job, you know, outright. And, you think with a year in the system, you know, with several starts under his belt, I think he's definitely the favorite to hold on to that spot. But, you know, Mahomes is good enough to push him, and there might be situations and games where Mahomes does step in and does play. I know ideally you'd want a redshirt, a true freshman quarterback, but it doesn't look like that would be the case. I wouldn't expect him to necessarily unseat Webb, but I think if he steps up, if he's ready, then, you know, he'll definitely get some meaningful minutes to get looked at and see what he can do in a game situation.
That's awesome, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you being with us this morning, Landon. Landon Wright, 20rec247.com. You can see, I guess, all the postings on the website, right?
Yeah, just go to rec247.com, check us out there. Follow me on Twitter, LW247, also on Facebook at rec247 too. But yeah, just really, really kind of growing our community over there. And, you know, anytime we know something recruiting-wise, we get it up as soon as we can.
Hey, man, appreciate you rolling out for us this morning.
No problem. Thank you all for having me on.
Have a fantastic day. Be safe while you're traveling.
All right, thank you. Y'all do the same.
All right, bye-bye.